Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Roots on fire. I am here. It is Monday, the 16th of October. The month moving quite along fast. Halloween almost here. Thanksgiving almost here. Christmas almost here. New Year's almost here. I could feel it now. Snow in Vegas. So many bad things happening around the world. It's very clear we're headed for World War III. Isn't it funny? The U.S. has now announced that we're sending troops to oversee the Israeli invasion of Gaza. And the words they're using are so funny. My buddy sent them to me. They're not combat troops. They're logistical support and medical only. So all I could tell you is that those are the exact same words John F. Kennedy used about Vietnam in the early 1960s. Don't worry! We're just sending some troops to Vietnam as logistical and medical and support. Nobody is ever going to be involved in the fighting. And then, of course, you know, the whole United States had a draft and all the boys had to go. In those days, no girls had to go, only boys had to go. And we lost, I don't know, what, 60,000 young men? I think it was the number, it was about 60,000 dead. And who knows how many crippled, without arms, without legs, paralyzed for life. Just terrible. And I just hope the same thing is not happening. I hope against hope, but pray against pray. But I must tell you, I think it is. I believe you're going to hear in the next year we've got a draft. I believe we're going to be in the middle of World War III. I think your young sons are going to be drafted, and we're going to be fighting a war on multiple fronts. And what's really stunning and shocking and scary to think about, let me see if I can find my my post earlier today, because I stand by it. Let me tell you, I stand by it. I said, if we are about to enter World War III, this will be the scariest war in history because the USA has never been to war at the same time as a terrible economy, massive inflation, open borders, massive crime wave, mass vaccine deaths, transgender idiocy, and weak, demoralized military all at once. Good luck. And a lot of people misunderstood what I was saying. A lot of liberals probably answered me on social media and said, "You're an idiot. What do you think World War II was? We were in the middle of the Great Depression." Hey, morons, I didn't say we've never gone to war with a bad economy. I said we've never gone to war with a bad economy, massive inflation, open borders, massive crime wave, mass vaccine deaths, transgender idiocy, and weak, demoralized military all at the same time. And you could throw in, because of open borders, our country is filled with millions of enemies of ours and terrorists. We've never gone to war with that before. Let's send all the boys overseas, while at home our country is filled with our Islamic enemies, as in Islamic terror attacks, and our Chinese military male enemies, and our MS-13 Mexican drug cartel enemies by the millions. We got big problems. And by the way, here's one I completely left out. I thought about it after I wrote the tweet. We've never gone to war where the people we're fighting control our oil. We had total energy independence under Trump. And now under Biden, we rely now on oil from the Middle East. And who's got it? Not Israel. The Arab countries have it, and Venezuela has it, and Russia has it. Good luck fighting a war when the people you're fighting the war against have all the oil and you have none. So never have we gone to war with all these problems. When we went to World War II, there was a terrible economy. We were just barely getting out of a depression. We were probably, you could argue, still in a depression. And World War II helped to get us out because we started building tanks and building planes and building bombs and building weapons, et cetera, et cetera. So that probably helped pull us out of the Great Depression, but we certainly didn't have a depression at the same time as massive inflation. We certainly didn't have crime wave all over the United States. So you were afraid to walk the streets, and we didn't have open borders. We didn't have enemies all over the country. We didn't have mass vaccine deaths. We didn't have people screaming, put transgenders in the military and make it the number one priority of the military, protecting transgenders and flying rainbow flags. We didn't have this bull spit of climate change, and we didn't have a completely demoralized, weak military because of climate change and transgender and rainbow flags and mass vaccine deaths of the military and injuries of the military. By the way, with the military, it's not really deaths as much as it's injuries. And I saw a study over the weekend. God, I should have printed it out. I didn't. I believe it said for every 4 years of age, the deaths go up dramatically from the COVID vaccine. So in other words, if you vaccinate 20-year-olds in great shape in the military, you know, five of them might die, but then you go up 5 years and maybe 20 of them will die, and you go up another 5 years and 100 out of the 100,000 will die, and you go up another 5 years and now it's bigger and bigger, and by the time you get to people in their 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, you get vaccinated and you're a dead man. And so young people don't necessarily all drop dead from the vaccine, but God help them 20 years from now when that stuff's floating around their body and it's been attacking their organs for 20 years or 10 years or 5 years. Who knows how many of them will drop dead then. But right now, members of the military are very sick. They're not dead yet, because when you're 20, your immune system is so strong that you don't necessarily die from the COVID vaccine, but you certainly can get very sick. You certainly can have a heart attack and have a weak heart the rest of your life. You certainly can have a stroke at the age of 25. You know, ask... What's his name? What's the name of the rocker? Chris, what's the famous rock star who half his face was frozen and his wife had a stroke at the age of, 25? I can't. Justin Bieber and his wife, yeah. His beautiful wife had a stroke and she's like, 24, 25 years old. His face was frozen. He's a young guy. I mean, so they're not dead. Neither one of them are dead. You take Damar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills. He died on that football field twice. They brought him back with the best medical personnel in the world and the best, defibrillators money can buy. And they brought him back. He's made a full recovery. And he's, I don't think he starts, but he plays football again. He's on the bench. But how's he going to be in 5 years and 10 years? So, for the rest of his life, believe me, he will have heart problems as he gets older. All these people, they may be alive. They may make a recovery after having a heart attack or a stroke when they're young. But it's going to catch up to them. So we got so many problems, structural problems, dysfunctional problems in the United States. Did I forget to mention we basically have a division among race, a division among religion, a division among sex, a division among everything in this country? It's the most divisive this country's ever been. We're ready for a civil war, and you're going to fight a World War III. So there's so many things going on, and liberals picked on what I said and said, oh, we had bad economy during Great Depression. You moron, we had a great bad economy, we didn't have inflation. No one's ever heard of a bad economy and inflation at the same time. It never happens. That's how dysfunctional we are. And by the way, we are going to be embroiled in World War III, and there will be a draft, because I believe it's all coming here. I don't want us to go to war for Israel. I'm a Jew, and I love Israel. I want Israel to destroy Gaza and pummel Gaza and kill every terrorist and wipe them off the face of the earth. But I don't want my kids to go fight that war. I don't want your kids to go fight that war. You know, I've said the same thing about Ukraine. I'm no hypocrite. I don't want to fight that war. I don't want us there. But unfortunately, I believe it's coming here, so there's going to be no choice. I believe there will be World War III, probably what the deep state wants, probably what the D.C. swamp wants, probably what the globalists want is World War III and the Great Reset while World War III is going on. So how would you get World War III to happen? You start the war in Israel. You know that Iran's going to jump in. You know that we are going to have to help Israel bomb Iran. You know that that will set the whole Middle East on fire. You know that China will move on Taiwan. And voila, you've got World War III. 3, and all of us are involved. And for good measure, you make sure there's a few terrorist attacks in the United States over the coming months that get the entire United States angry and motivated to go to war. You know that's all coming next, so we will be in World War 3 soon. You know, I believe the Islamics that are in the United States, I'm talking about radical Islamics, radical jihadists in the United States will do the same thing they did in Israel. There will be a terrible terror attack, probably low-tech. They don't need a high-tech one. They'll walk into some, you know, some church or some school or some Jewish synagogue or a shopping center or a supermarket or an airport, and they'll just walk in with automatic weapons and kill 50, 100 people in one shot. Maybe they'll do it in 20 cities at once. So I think that's coming. I think the Chinese military age males are gonna cause terrorist acts around the country and blow up bridges and maybe walk into a store and kill 20 people. I think that all the Latino Mexican cartel owned gangs, the MS-13 gangs, are gonna have more and more of a grip on American cities and cause a massive crime wave in our country. It'll get worse and worse and worse. So open borders is going to lead to us getting involved in World War III and our country being in total crisis and chaos. And by the way, you're not sure of it. Two dead in Brussels as an Islamist screaming Allahu Akbar goes on a shooting rampage. Two dead in Brussels, and the killer says he's a member of ISIS, and the killer is on the loose, and there's a manhunt for him in Brussels. You know, when do you know you're about to get killed and you better run for your life when someone screams Allahu Akbar? My God, what a horrible word. Allahu Akbar, what a horrible two words. That, you know, whether they are intended that or not, the sound of those two words means you're under terrorist attack. If you're a good American or Israeli or a Jew, you're under terrorist attack. By the way, four Iranian aliens of special interest, that's not my words, that's Border Patrol's interest, apprehended by Border Patrol attempting to cross into the U.S. This month in October. Four Iranian special interest aliens. You know, for everyone they catch is probably five that get away. The Iranian enemy is in the United States. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm the most Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots
kids. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too.
And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. It is Monday, and sponsor of the show is War Beef. I am Mr. Solution. We're in so much trouble. Is a communist globalist takeover of the USA, and the enemies of America are within. You've heard me say it again and again and again. We've left the borders open. We welcomed our enemies in. They're here. They're armed. All the guns and weapons, and weapons of war that we left behind in Afghanistan on the ground, $85 billion worth, and all the weapons we sold or gave for free to Ukraine, and they put them on the black market and resold them and made a fortune. All those weapons are in the hands of our bad guys who are coming through the border. But you already knew all this. I want to bring you solutions. Here's a big one. With the way things are going, World War III about to start in the Middle East, I have a survival food product for all of you, and you got to stock up. Keep hoping for the best and praying for the best, but prepare for the worst. You know there's an attack on the food supply and on our farms and on our food production facilities and the supply chain. Food prices insane. They're exploding upward. Inflation is still with us, especially with food. Worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze dried beef with more than a decade of shelf life. Premium Texas beef. No beef crumbles like other survival food companies. So when you go open it a few years from now or a few weeks from now, unfortunately, you're going to find out your survival food tastes like dog food. Tastes like crap, okay? Tastes like you're eating a crap sandwich. But not this for a survival food. It's premium Texas beef. Only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin. No mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient. Premium beef for survival food in case of emergency. They created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 at checkout. That's warbeef.com, promo code WAR15. warbeef.com, promo code WAR15. Some good news for a change. I want to bring you a little good news. First of all, it looks good, finally, for Jim Jordan. I think tomorrow he will become the new Speaker of the House. If we didn't have a Speaker of the House, or we gave it to Hakeem Jeffries of the Democrats because the Rhinos made a deal with him, our party would be finished. The Republican Party would be over if something happened, a terror attack, if the war starts in Israel. I mean, we've got to have a unified Republican Party and a Congress that is not dysfunctional with a Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy today endorsed Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House, and opposition to Jim Jordan's bid for Speaker by the Rhinos is crumbling as multiple Republican holdouts announce now they are supporting Jim Jordan. I think we will get it done tomorrow. That is good. I also want to report that in Ecuador, a conservative won the presidency. In New Zealand, we ousted the leftist lockdown loonies who ran that country, and we've now got the most conservative government in decades. I don't know if it's called a prime minister or a president. I think it's prime minister. Yes, it is. Conservative Christopher Luxon was elected New Zealand's next prime minister, and it will be a center-right government, and they got rid of Lucinda. What's that woman's name? Oh, Jacinda Ardern, who was like the most pro-lockdown, pro-mask, pro-vaccine woman ever. They threw her ass out. More good news. I think this is great news. Is Pfizer the next Budweiser? I'm going to write that. The next Budweiser, the next Disney, the next Target. Pfizer is going down like the Hindenburg. They're cutting costs dramatically after a collapse in vaccine intake or uptake, whatever word you want to use. In other words, nobody wants the vaccine. The new vaccine booster is out, and only 2% of Americans have taken it. Pfizer is dying financially. They are starving. They are screwed, man. And the reason why is people know. Can you imagine if it's only 2% that have taken the booster? You know what that must mean? You know, it must mean zero, literally 0% of Republicans and conservatives and patriots and churchgoers must be taking the vaccine. Zero. You know, as close to zero as you get. And the only people taking it must be like Californians, right? In the whole country, there's a few dumb Californians, a few dumb Portlonians? What would you call a person from Portland? Portlanders? And Seattle. What do you call a person from Seattle? I have no idea. Martians. There must be a few Martians from Seattle taking it. Just on the left coast, right? Seattle, Portland, L.A., San Francisco. Outside of that, nobody's taking the COVID vaccine. Why? Because they know. Here's the headline. 1,400 athletes have died suddenly since the end of 2020. That's when we started giving out the vaccine to athletes. Since the end of 2020, the beginning, first quarter of 2021, when everybody rushed to take this poisonous crap, 1,400 athletes have died suddenly. Here's another study. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrests resulting in death spiked about 30% as soon as the COVID vaccines were unleashed. Why don't we know this stuff? Because no one in the mainstream media will report it. Only Wayne Root reports it because all of them are bought off by the big pharma companies who made the vaccine. They live on their ad revenue, and they've given them money, and the government's given them money to shut up about vaccine deaths.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA News Update. After being stranded in Israel, hundreds of Americans have successfully returned to the United States, all thanks to the dedication and the work of Tampa-based Project Dynamo and his founder, Brian Stern.
These are American citizens. I don't care if they're Jewish or Christian or Muslim. We rescued everybody.
Stern has confirmed plans for at least 3 additional rescue flights, which will also include Floridians located in Gaza. SAG-AFTRA members have returned to the picket lines following the breakdown of negotiations with Hollywood studios. The actors are advocating for updated wage scales to encompass streaming earnings and are seeking safeguards against artificial intelligence. Flag football has been officially included as an Olympic sport for the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles. That's alongside flag football, baseball, softball, cricket, lacrosse, and squash. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We'll be right back.
Wayne Allyn Root. The Root's on fire. Welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Audio Network. You know, next hour I'll be on Lindell TV. On weekends I'm on Real America's Voice TV with America's Top 10 Countdown. Right now you got me on the radio, and we got a great guest for you, Bill O'Reilly. He is the author of the original anchor of the O'Reilly Factor, number one rated show in all of cable news for 16 years, host of No Spin News now on the First TV, best-selling author of the new book, Killing the Witches, The Horror of Salem, Massachusetts. He's written the whole Killing series, sold millions and millions of books. The world famous Bill O'Reilly. Bill, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Wayne. Thanks for having me in. You all right down there?
I'm great in Las Vegas. I wish the country was in as good a shape as Wayne Root was, but I'm scared for this country. I think that open border is going to lead to so many disasters in this country, Bill. I think the people that attacked Israel are in our country. I think Chinese military age males are in our country. I think MS-13's in our country. I think the Mexican drug cartel is millions of people in our country that could have, some of whom could have ill will to us. I think we're looking at a lot of problems moving forward because of that open border.
Well, I think the Biden administration is a disaster, and whenever you have a president who's that weak, you're going to have unintended consequences.
Right.
So it's not my job to speculate. It's not what I do. I have enough on my plate to give you factual information about, you know, what is happening and why it's happening. But if you look at history, and certainly that's what I do, and thanks for mentioning Killing Witches, enormous hit already. Whenever the nation endures a weak president, it pays for it. And I think that's what's going to happen in the next few years. If the Democrats win next year, I don't think Biden's going to be the candidate, but even if the party wins, because the party has acceded to the Biden administration, even though Joe Biden himself is a prisoner of the progressive left, Democratic Party is okay with the open borders and all of this. They're fine with the non-prosecution of criminals, the soft overseas policies. They're okay with it. And we put them back into power in 24, then you're going to have real problems here.
Exactly. All of that benefits them because their voters are illegals and criminals and ex-felons, and, you know, they let out of prison to give the right to vote. I mean, that's their, you know, welfare addicts. That's who votes Democrat. So, you know, all the people that they're helping out who are the worst for America will vote for them, and that's how they guarantee they win elections. So let's jump to Israel, because there's two things that shocked me. One, Israel has the best security in the world and the smartest Mossad and military intelligence in the world. I think they run circles around America. So how did this ever happen? Who fell asleep at the switch? And then the second thing that shocks me are these pro-Palestinian rallies around the U.S. where they're just openly hate Jews and openly cheer on, you know, terrorist attacks where they behead little Jewish babies and gang rape Jewish women. Both of them are very shocking, in my opinion.
No doubt. And Netanyahu is going to have to explain the intelligence failure. We had it here. I mean, the CIA is in that region as well, and they had no idea that anything was brewing. I understand that Egypt intel did tip off Israel that something was going on, but I can't confirm it. But there have been a number of reports that's true. But it's on Netanyahu to explain to his people in the world why Hamas was able to launch that kind of an attack without the Israelis knowing about it. That's pretty frightening.
By the way, let me just cut in. I wanted to say one thing. Don't you think the more shocking thing isn't even the attack? It's that a lot of these villages, you know, where the Israelis or the Jews were being slaughtered, it took 4 to 8 hours for any military or police to come save these people.
Yeah,
I mean, the failures are tragic. It's unbelievable.
If you look at the map, these people are way out from the protective umbrella into these areas south of Hamas, really, you know, southeast of where the Hamas,
the military and police are.
Yeah, they're out, and it's not, you know, they don't. It's not like the United States where everybody's in a county. You have county police and all. It's not that way out there. So I'm not surprised about that. What I am surprised about is that this was a sophisticated military operation with hang gliders and rockets, and they had maps about where the Israeli forces were, and they did all of this, and the Israelis were caught. Now, we were caught on 9/11, so these kinds of stuff happens. The other question you had about the protest, that isn't that surprising to me, because if you understand what the progressive left movement is, they've always hated Israel. It's a very anti-Semitic movement. And Israel is a fascist nation. Israel persecutes the poor Arabs, and it's been that way since 1948 and when Israel was first started. That's a fallacious look at it, and I wrote a book called Killing the SS, which you and I discussed years back.
Yes.
If you don't know why Israel was formed in 1948, then you should read Killing the SS. I mean, it had to happen.
Well, that's what this did. It brought back memories for every Jew, not just Israeli Jews. For me, Bill, it brings back this feeling that Jews are hunted and will be killed for being Jewish, and it doesn't make any Jew feel very good, let me tell you.
No, and it's true. It's not only in the Middle East. I mean, you know, there's anti-Semitism all over the world, including in the United States.
Every college campus in the United States, it appears.
Yeah, well, the progressive left doesn't like Jews.
Yeah, crazy because Jews are progressive left, right? I mean, it's very confusing.
Yeah, there's a subtle difference. Many, many Jewish Americans are liberals, but they don't hate Israel.
No, of course not.
But the hardcore socialist band, the squad, the college professors, these people, they hate Israel because Israel's a successful nation. It's built on capitalism. It's built on self-reliance. The progressive movement hates that. And so they conjure up this stuff. But what happened was the progressives have gotten so arrogant because they control the media. And so these people went out, you know, no face masks, and yelled terrible things, vile things, in support of Hamas last week.
And put their names on it, right? At Harvard, put their names on it?
Right. And now the cancel culture is turning, coming for them.
Which
what
is good.
That is a big irony. If you go to BillO'Reilly.com, I got a little message of the day on it today. But one of the reasons I wrote Killing the Witches is because in 1692, 20 human beings were hanged and hundreds were put into jail because of the cancel culture. Well, who's in charge of the cancel culture? The far left. And they have been for 10 years. They invented the cancel culture to take people they perceived as opponents off the board. And they've been successful in that. Well, now the cancel culture, because of Hamas Israel, is turning on the progressives. And if you're in that crew, you're going to be scrutinized. And it's happening in New York City, the Columbia professor, all over the place.
Stanford professor. So, I made an interesting observation, Bill. I wanted to get your take on it. Just, I was thinking over the weekend, you know, the president of Harvard made a statement. And she said that, what they said was terrible and what the 31 organization endorsed, if they were endorsing what happened in Israel is awful and we don't stand behind them and I wish we could undo it. But we will not support them being canceled. We don't support giving their names out. We don't support them being blacklisted for jobs. And the only thing I wanted to say to that, Bill, was how come I, as a conservative and a patriot, have been blacklisted for, I don't know, 10 years now on Twitter and Facebook? Nothing I say is allowed to be seen by anyone because they don't like my conservative patriotic views. So how come it's no good if you dox and you blacklist and you destroy the careers of liberals over something they say that's awful, but Wayne Root doesn't say anything awful. I just say I love America and I love Trump and I'm blacklisted. How come that's okay for the head of Harvard, right?
Yeah, well, it's hypocrisy. I mean, Harvard is my alma mater, as you know. The president is extremely weak. She is a person who is politically correct above all things. And she doesn't put things in perspective, as you just did. So we either have freedom of speech or we don't. So now the progressives are saying, yeah, well, we distance ourselves from these Hamas comments, but they have a right to say it. However, if you're conservative, you don't have a right to say it,
right.
No matter what it is.
Right.
You don't have a right to appear. You don't have a right to come on our campus and give a speech. You don't have any of those rights. So, look, we all know what the hypocrisy is. We all see it. And the only reason that exists, to the extent it does, is because the media is sympathetic to the progressive cause. But now the media, it's turning on them. MSNBC took three of its commentators off the air this weekend because they supported Hamas.
I didn't even know that. I did not hear that. That's good. Good. I'm glad.
They had to do it because the Jewish groups told Comcast, which owns NBC, you better stop this.
Right. I get it. I get it. You know what I find the most absurd, though, Bill? That liberal groups fly gay right flags, you know, rainbow flags, gay pride flags, and they fly right next to it Palestinian flags, not even understanding that if you're gay in Palestine, they will throw you off a roof. They don't even get
that. Right. Look, that's my point, is that these people don't know anything. And they're a bunch of zombies. You see them in every country. It's always the same. They don't take any time to study history. They don't understand what the Constitution is. They don't know why Israel is there. They don't understand terrorism. Again, I'll harken back to Killing the Killers, another book I wrote.
Hey, Bill, the music's on. We're running out of time. We're running to the break, and I know you can't do two. So let me make sure I get it in. Bill O'Reilly, the best-selling author. He sold 19 million books. The Killing series, most successful series of all time. His latest one is out. It's called Killing the Witches, The Horror of Salem, Massachusetts, and it is a powerful book. I just got it in the mail, by the way. Bill just sent it to me. Thank you, Bill. Bill O'Reilly, Killing the Witches. Thanks, Bill. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code ROAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code ROAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
That's funny. Wayne's newest book, Killing Segment 4. That's funny. So I'm back with Segment 4. I'm not... Hey, listen, I'm killing it in a good way. I mean that in a good way. Killing Segment 4 in a good way. If there's ever been any good news, and I read you some good news before the Bill O'Reilly segment, but I read you some great news. There's some good things happening. And there's even some more good things happening. Because I just can't stand Mike Pence. I really can't. I have a hatred for Mike Pence. He is the most plastic human being that's ever lived. I don't even think he's real. I think he's like from, one of those wax museums. He's so plastic. His hair is so perfectly air blown, and his face is so perfectly made up, and he never has a smile, and he has no expression on his face. It must be filled with Botox. The guy, I can't stand Mike Pence. And all he had to say was, in January of 2021, all he had to say was, hey, folks, I believe the election was stolen. I think it's clear it was stolen. The five states colluded with Donald Trump in a big lead, and then said they weren't going to count votes till the morning, and then with all the witnesses gone, they came up with hundreds of thousands of votes, none of them for Trump. It's clear the election was stolen, but my job as vice president, I can't stop it, so I'll have to sign it. If he had said that, he'd still be a popular guy. But instead he said, oh, no, the election wasn't stolen, because he wanted his shot to be president of the United States. And he was a backstabber, clearly, from day one, who was there to stab Trump in the back if anything went wrong. And he had the perfect opportunity to do it. And he was in the perfect position when the election was stolen from Trump. So why am I so happy? Because he's reportedly out of cash and had to give his campaign $150,000 of his own money. You know, and that should be a Babylon Bee headline. You know, what kind of a delusional guy gives $150,000 of his own money to his own campaign when his campaign has zero chance? And the answer is a guy that's owned by the deep state, who they have obviously promised some sort of big job, somewhere that'll pay him back the $150,000 and then some. Because this guy has zero chance. Mike Pence, you're never, ever, ever going to be president of the United States, and you're blowing your $150,000 of your own money, buddy. So I don't know why you're doing it, because your campaign is dead, and you should drop out. And it's disgusting to me and despicable to me how you've backstabbed your old boss, who was great to you, and disgusting to me that you aren't dropping out with the comment, not now, but months ago, that I was going to run. I did feel like I had a lot to offer the United States, but to be honest, now that Donald Trump's been indicted by Alvin Bragg, this should have been last March. Now that Trump's been indicted by Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, and I see what a witch hunt it is, I think all good Republicans have to drop out and support President Trump. He's obviously our candidate. That's what he should have said then, and then I told you what he should have said in January of 2021 when he sat there and said, everything's fine, and I'm going to sign off that the election wasn't stolen. He's a creep, and I can't think of a better guy that should run out of money than Mike Pence. Screw you, Mike. And he's been on my show twice, and we got along great both times. You know, I was on radio. He was on the phone. I didn't meet him in person. But I just can't believe what a scumbag he turned into. I really can't. And then one other good – Wayne Root's filled with good news today. One other good news story. Don't mess with Texas. The Texas Senate passed a bill allowing local and state police in Texas to arrest illegal aliens. Glory, hallelujah. Good news. We don't want to wait for feds to arrest illegals, because feds will not arrest illegals under Joe Biden. They would, of course, under Donald Trump, but not under Joe Biden. And I want to get something off my chest here, too, because Fox News hates Trump so much. And they had an article over the weekend, and the article, let me read you the headline. It says, Trump jeopardizes GOP frontrunner status over statements about the Biden regime and the Netanyahu mistakes. You know, Donald Trump was giving a speech at Club 47 in Florida, where I've spoken twice now. I had a record, by the way, I was tied for the third biggest crowd in the history of Club 47. Number one was Trump, but they never mentioned that it's with Trump with Wayne Root. I was there with Trump, and the two of us got the most people ever in an event, and then the second biggest ever. Who was number two? I can't even remember who number two was. But number three was tied, Wayne Root and Mike Lindell. We both had about 1,600 people when I was down there this past May. So I'm very well known down there, and Trump gives speeches down there. It's in Palm Beach, Florida, near Mar-a-Lago. And Trump basically said Netanyahu must have screwed up. Something's wrong. He didn't understand this whole Hamas, potential for what they could do, what kind of attack they could do. And Israel really screwed up, and their security screwed up. And Fox News said, oh, that jeopardizes GOP frontrunner status to criticize Israel. And meanwhile, today, the head of Shin Bet, security agency for Israel, accepts responsibility for failure to thwart the Hamas terror attack against Israel. Anybody could figure out Israel did something wrong. I'm on Israel's side. I'm 110% behind Israel. I want him to go in and destroy Gaza and kill every Hamas terrorist. I'm the most pro-Israel guy in the world. But even I know that Israel screwed up, and I almost used the F word right there. Israel really effed up. Israel blew it. Anybody could figure that out. So there's nothing wrong with what Trump said. He's 100% right. Something's wrong that Israel, you know, fell down so badly, dropped the ball, allowed an invasion, and said and did nothing to thwart it. And Trump was right again, and Fox News is wrong again.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.